Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Discovering the Power of Prayer. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Today's scripture passage may be one of the most confusing things that Jesus said when it comes to comparing what he promised with what happens in our everyday life. It seems pretty straightforward. Ask, and it will be given you. Everyone who asks receives. And yet, how often have we sat in frustration waiting for God to grant us that new car, that different job, the speedboat of our dreams, the fabulous wealth that should come our way? There may be some of us who, in all sincerity, asked God for a Tennessee Volunteers football victory that didn't happen. I can't imagine who that might be. What is going on? Did Jesus say something that wasn't true, or are we misinterpreting his meaning? Given that we are fallen creatures and that Jesus was the Son of God, I'm betting that we're the ones who could use some correction. You see, too often we ask for creature comforts or physical things that we believe will give us joy. We need only look at the previous chapter in Matthew, the part where Jesus teaches disciples the Lord's Prayer, that we can see how rarely things like possessions, wealth, and even good health show up in Jesus' model prayer. The entire prayer, with the exception of daily bread, the simplest form of God's provision, is focused on things that would make us more Christ-like, praying for God's will to be done, forgiving others, help with resisting temptation. Maybe if we could discipline ourselves to pray for such things with a sincere heart, and not just because we're supposed to, we would soon find out that God is eager and excited to give us the things we would be asking for: deeper knowledge of God's will, generous and forgiving hearts, and the power to avoid things that can get us into trouble. And that leads me into thinking about seeking. My two sons battled fiercely for the championship of the driving game, Yellow Car. The rules are simple. When someone in the car sees another car that is yellow, he is to yell out, "Yellow Car!" before anyone else. That earns a point. At the end of the trip, points are added up, a winner crowned, and appeals and accusations of cheating invariably follow. The point is, when everyone in the car is focused on finding yellow cars start to seemingly appear out of nowhere. The same is true for almost anything that we place intense focus upon, including things that could cause us trouble. I'm certain that what Jesus is teaching in today's passage is that if we are truly focused on seeking God's will at all times, not just the times that are comfortable, we will suddenly see it in situations all around us. We will find exactly what we have been seeking. So what about knocking? Jesus promises that if we do so, the door will be opened. But be ready. There may be risks involved. We usually expect that when God opens a door, we will find a party. There will be confetti and balloons. Perhaps a heavenly choir will sing just because we're there. God will say, "Hey, come on in. Can I get you something to eat or drink? How can I make you more comfortable?" Like so many other things, our image of God's opening a door for us is centered solely on our own desires and wants. In reality, it's highly likely that when God opens the door upon which we have been knocking, we will find all sorts of things that we didn't expect. Opportunities for serving people who are different, or who we may not even like, instructions to go to places that are way outside the boundaries of our comfort zones, and invitations to sacrifice our own will so that we can do God's will instead. When we knock on that door and it opens, what awaits us on the other side may not be what we wished for. It may not be what we asked for, and it may not be what we expected to find after all that seeking. But without a doubt, it will be everything that we need and everything our souls long for. It will be a very good gift. It will be the very presence of God saying, "Oh, please come in. I've been waiting for you. I'm so glad you kept seeking and kept asking. Come and enjoy communion with me." And that will make all the asking, seeking, and knocking worth the cost. Let us pray. Gracious God, we ask three simple things today. Teach us to ask for what we really need rather than what we merely want. Through your Spirit, guide our prayer, focus our seeking, and show us the door that you would have us knock upon. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Discovering the Power of Prayer. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.